This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a recap of yesterday's unprecedented attack on the Capitol. Federal contract spending reached its highest level in 5 years in 2020. And how the IRS looks to get past a tumultuous year. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. One House member called it the worst breach of the Capitol since the British invaded in 1814.
It caused evacuation of leadership, locked down offices, drawn guns on the House floor, and protesters literally climbing the walls in the Senate chamber. WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller yesterday gave a glimpse of what it was like. Protesters ended up
wandering around the Capitol Rotunda, wandering around the Statuary Hall, which is adjacent to the Rotunda, taking pictures, carrying flags, basically doing what they will.
And staff offices and the media gallery?
Very, very tense. Doors locked everywhere. We are completely locked down.
All in all,
this is something that just does not happen here at the U.S. Capitol, but it is clearly happening right now.
Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller. I'm Tom Temin.
Agencies spend more on contracts in fiscal 2020 than at any other time over the past 5 years. New analysis from Bloomberg Government found agencies spent almost $700 billion on procurement last year, which is a 43% increase since 2016. No surprise that the biggest areas of growth were in medical services and supplies, research and development, and professional services. BGov says spending on technology grew by $5.5 billion. The IRS looks back on 2020 as a year full of challenges. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick says the agency doubled its new hires in fiscal 2020 compared to the year before and has eliminated its hiring backlog. But he says the IRS workforce is still recovering from budget cuts over the past decade that have led to the agency losing more than 30,000 full-time employees. Reddick says the agency has expanded its uses of data, analytics, and artificial intelligence to flag tax noncompliance issues in its enforcement area. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Justice Department reveals more about the impact of the SolarWinds breach on its networks. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has those details.
Only about 3% of the Justice Department's 100,000 email accounts were breached as part of the SolarWinds cyber incident, but no classified systems. For the first time, DOJ released details of the cyber incident, which it says it characterized as major. Justice, along with other cabinet and major agencies, have until January 19th to submit new post-incident status reports to CISA. CISA released an updated emergency directive yesterday requiring additional details in order to gain a better understanding of how the breach impacted agency networks. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The president signed a massive catch-all bill into law that will extend and expand certain housing, education, and other benefits for veterans during the pandemic. The legislation also creates a permanent women's health office within VA. It requires VA to create a new anti-harassment policy and expand the number of providers specializing in women's health care. The bill is named after the retired House VA Committee ranking member Phil Rowe and former Senate Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson. Nearly half of federal employees say they'd telework permanently after the pandemic if they could. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
A Federal News Network survey of federal employees and contractors finds 48% would choose to work remotely full-time if given the option. Another 35% say they'd telework 3 or 4 days out of the week. Yet federal employees are cautiously optimistic their agencies will support more regular telework arrangements once the pandemic ends. And 56% say they shouldn't return to the office until the vast majority of the workforce has received a COVID-19 vaccine. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The National Science Foundation created a predictive model to flag potential improper payments in its grants process. NSF's Payments and Analytics Branch created the model using single audit data from the Federal Audit Clearinghouse, and it has accurately predicted whether a grantee had a question cost of their audit report 87% of the time. NSF won the Association of Government Accountants 2020 Innovation Challenge for developing the statistical model. The Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency launches a multi-year research effort called the Space-Based Machine Automated Recognition Technique, or SMART. The program will automate searches of satellite imagery to characterize and detect things like heavy construction and crop growth. The intelligence community hopes the program will allow for the timely discovery and monitoring of natural and man-made changes on a global scale. And the Air Force says it's taking more steps to address toxic work environments. Federal News Network's Jared Serber reports.
The new directive applies to every commander in the Air Force. Commands that score below 50% on workforce surveys dealing with matters of diversity and inclusion will need to address the problems right away. If they get a negative score on those surveys, commanders will have 60 days to submit a detailed action plan on how they'll improve their command climate. Among the issues the Air Force is specifically targeting, racism, sexism, sexual harassment, and workplace hostility. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.